Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong Mob, Too Deadly? Now, Global Nature Positive Summit 2024, First Nations Statement. Now, nature positive may sound like a new concept, but First Peoples have been a nature positive for millennium. We call it caring for country, whether it's land, sea or sky. Caring for the country has been part of our stories and songless for generations. It's driven by one simple principle, leaving a country better than you found it. And on countless occasions, the world has seen the social and economic good that comes when Indigenous people are supported to care for country. Look, with that and with the Global Nature Positive Summit 2024 First Nations Statement, we're going to catch up a yarn there with Josie Alec, Australian Conservation Foundation. That's ACF, First Nations Lead. And we have Josie on the line. Josie, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Josie?
I'm actually in Sydney today. I'm on the Darling Harbour at the Nature Positive Summit.
All right, thank you very much. Land. Thank you. So before we start, who your mob, where you from, Josie?
Okay, so my mob are the Gurrumba Marathunia, or Robe River Gurrumba mob over in the Pilbara in WA, around the Karratha area.
Beautiful and good footprint, and big shout out to your mob, and big shout out to the mob there with Sydney as well. Look, we are professors in all fields, all industries, are we not? 60,000 years.
Sure
60,000 years, my sister. So, look, fantastic. Yep. So, tell us about the Global Nature Positive Summit that's coming up, please.
Oh, look, we're here today and we just had an opening. It's just opened up and some preliminary sessions have just started. So,
good.
Look, it's Tanya Plibersek was here but let the First Nations people actually... there was some international guests as well, First Nations, that were up on a panel and were speaking about how important it is, you know, for First Nations people and our voices now for nature and to listen to, you know, and be heard.
I was just going to say, my sister, when you look at how they're looking for life on planet Mars, we need to look after this planet first, you know.
Yeah,
when you talk about
absolutely.
The Big Island, exactly. When you talk about the Big Island, you're talking about Australia, the longest living culture on planet Earth. We are here forth telling and regarding our stories and looking after country, and it is virtually coming to the surface now in regarding the work that we do. And governments and non-Indigenous people are open-minded and to looking towards support or direction from us as black people. So when we talk about Global Nature Positive Summit, is this the first inaugural summit, or has it been running every year?
I think this is the first one that they've done here, and it's there's such a big turnout here. There's there's nearly 1,000 people here, which is really good. And that's people coming from businesses and then First Nations people and some international guests as well here, which is really good. I think for especially for First Nation voices here.
And where's the summit being held?
It's here in the I think it's the International Conference Centre in Darling Harbour in Sydney.
Okay, fantastic. And you're with the Australian Conservation Foundation, ACF.
Yes.
How long have you been there, Josie?
I'm coming up to two years.
Cool.
Actually. In next week.
How are you enjoying that journey?
Really loving it. It's actually a great position to be in, having being a First Nations lead and first in an ENGO, which is one of the first, I think.
Yes.
to actually get a First Nations lead. I think a lot of environmental sectors were sort of scared to actually get that First Nations voice in. And
we're not scary people, are we, Josie?
No, that's it. But like this is the way that we change, right?
Exactly.
This is what happens when you sort of change. And I mean, there's probably been a lot more other organisations that have worked closely with Indigenous people, and now we see our First Nations mob all in these environmental groups, especially, and actually taking a lead in our culture and being able to bring that to, the wider communities.
Well, exactly. How long is the summit running for, JC?
So this is, it's a 3-day summit.
Okay.
2 days here, and then the third day is out on country. There's a couple of different activities that people can do. So I'm going on a Sydney Harbour cruise and I'm going to have a look at Cockatoo Island, how they do their conservation over there.
Look, it's a team effort. We're all in this together when we're talking about looking after country,
And,
but
for sure.
We should be front and centre in regarding First Nation people, in regard to the lead on this as the traditional owners, you know what I mean? But we're open the floodgate, so to speak, for the education to our fellow Australians, if not our fellow worldly people, to come to the table and get educated and learn from the people. And we're talking like fire, for example, using that as a tool in looking after the country. I mean, that's all part of the conversation and the education, is it not?
No, it sure is. It sure is. And it is all like you hit the nail on the head there. It's all about education because people don't know what they don't know. But we've learnt this, and it's innately in our DNA to look after country and step in our footprints, to be able to listen to country and learn from country, and from our ancestors as well, from what they have to tell us. So it's all there, we've just got to bring, it's time now we bring back that knowledge and that, like I said, the wider community, especially businesses, that are doing business on country, really, really embrace that and engage with First Nations people. But not only engage and embrace, but actually listen.
Well, exactly.
Listen to them and implement that change, because that implementation is crucial to, us all getting out of bed and putting our feet on Mother Earth every day.
Well, exactly. And if you come to the table as a geologist or an archaeologist or whatever the case may be, come to the table as a student, come to learn,
exactly.
What I mean?
And we are all students in life.
Thank you. We are. And come with an open mind, open heart, open spirit for the learning. And I'm loving the title, Josie, when you look at Global Nature Positive Summit. First Nation statement. I mean, and if this is the inaugural one, well, this should be an annual event, and it 1,000 people. That's a good a number of people for delegates, and so we need. It shows it's a very important conversation that needs to be had, and it's being had, which is fantastic. So I salute you, my sister, you and your team, and fantastic.
Thank you so much.
And enjoy the journey, and enjoy educating people. But of course,
have
your open heart and open mind as well, Josie. And a big shout out to ACF, sister.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much for having me.
And you take care, and all the best, eh?
No worries. Thanks so much. See ya.
Bye bye. Deadly yarn there. Josie Alec, her name is, Australian Conservation Foundation, ACF, and First Nations lead. And we're talking about the inaugural Global Nature Positive Summit happening 2024 down in Sydney, First Nations statement. So, which is fantastic. And come to the table with an open mind, open heart, come as a student. Thank you for your company, Mob. Thank you to 4MW for joining us. A big shout out to Mob there, Torres Straits, or Pumley up top there. And look, I'll be coming up to see you guys very soon. So do check out TOT, that's Tides of Tomorrow. Check out Salty Monkey, Google that, and you'll find all the information in regard to the business leadership workshop that's happening up there on the 21st of October to 25th of October. So to Deadly Mob, big shout out, and thank you very much. Thanks for tuning in. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.
Warm. in the home, warm and bedded, live alone on the street or in a home. She's a woman, not alone with the children.
A big thank you to Bocconi's IGA, they're one of BBM's major sponsors. For all your grocery needs and the best local produce, head out to Bocconi's IGA. They're located at Brinsmead and Edmonton. Bocconi's IGA, they'll look after you. Thinking about your body next to mine, butterflies gonna keep on flying. You're too messed up to remember.
Hey, Mob, it's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Colors, shells spun, rapping from the beating of the drums. Tanya Mob, it's me, Bushtaka Bunji, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, Yanni with the ball. You're on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Dingy country. As BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yanni, up strong, your mob. A big shout out to Telstra across this country. Telstra, we've been interviewing all the different winners for Telstra's Best Business Awards. And now we're going to have a chat to Rodney Carter, CEO of Jijara. In Victoria, Telstra Best of Business Awards Indigenous Excellence category winner. And we do have Rodney on the line. Rodney, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start,
thanks,
brother,
for having us.
Let the mob know who your mob were you from, Rodney.
Yeah, I'm Jaja Wurrung. We're based in central Victoria.
Okay, fantastic. And congratulations, Indigenous Excellence category winner for Victoria Telstra Best of Business Awards. How deadly are you, mob?
Yeah, we're wrapped, Trevor. And look, it's a big shout out to our mob, I think, for what they're striving for to be a significant contributor on our homeland.
And tell us about Jijara and the service that you provide there, brother.
Yeah, so Jijara is an Aboriginal corporation like what many of our mobs have got across Australia, but we're pretty sophisticated with the subsidiaries we've got. We've got three enterprise arms, Jandak, Dumawul and Jarkich, and we work across agriculture, farming, aquaculture, environmental services, creative industries, and we're just so excited to be acknowledged for what we're working hard at.
And how many are on board? How many you got employed there, brother?
Yeah, so we've got over 200 employees now.
Yeah, yes.
We're 20 years on as a corporation, 10 years for a recognition settlement agreement with the state of Victoria.
Mm.
We've got over 60% ATSI employees, and of them, 60% are also Jaja Wurrung.
Yeah, beautiful, brother. And look, it creates like a business entity as such. It creates employment for First Nation people and a vehicle that drives into the future and opportunity for more young and up-and-coming First Nation people, brother.
Yeah, exactly. And look, we're a very profitable organisation. We've invested millions of dollars of our own money now for future generations. So we're really about trying to help our children, help our families, get our kids educated, let them set their own goals and aspire to what they want to be.
Mm.
And then collectively as a group, you know, we're about healing country and healing people.
Yeah, beautiful. And what sort of industries or what sort of certificates that a young person can pick up on this journey with this vehicle, bro?
Yeah, so we've done a partnership with a local TAFE provider, the Bendigo Kangan TAFE. So environmental sciences, so the conservation type certificate is very popular amongst the mob. We've got an arm that works in Gulk Gulk, which is forestry, and Jandak Wee, which is fire. So we've got our own firefighters. So there's national competencies that some of the people have got around that. One of the things that's been really successful, Trevor, we've employed some PhDs in environmental sciences and ecology, and we have cadetships. So some of our younger people are working alongside those areas in grassland ecology, water health. So it's very exciting.
Yeah, good, fantastic. And the fact that we have institutions like TAFE at the table, there's opportunity, a platform for further education and certificates, if not into tertiary education as well, I would think.
Yeah, exactly. We're lucky. We've got a relationship also with a local university. The La Trobe University has a campus based in central Victoria. But we also work with Melbourne University and Monash as well, and want to support young people to be involved. We have a community support program, so our members, our youth can access that for support to go on to our further education.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Well, congratulations once again, Indigenous Excellence category winner for Victoria Telstra Best of Business Awards. You're leading from the front, my brother, and success breeds success, and keep doing what you're doing. A big shout out to your deadly team there, brother.
No, thanks a lot, Trevor. And I think, like, you know, you're right with success. You know, we're just one mob, and if we can set an example that helps, you know, our brothers and sisters across the country, you know, that's got to be good for us.
Yeah, it's got to be good. It is good. You take care, Rodney. All the best, bro.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Deli Yande, Rodney Carter, his name is CEO of Jarrah, and Jarrah is a Victorian company, representative body of the Jarjar Warong people of Central Victoria, and the body and its enterprises have enhanced initiatives in environmental care, cultural practices and community development, ensuring the strength and sustainability of Jarjar Warong heritage. So it is fantastic, and they are the recipients, Victorian winners of the Telstra Best of Business Awards Indigenous Excellence category winners. So winners at winners, congratulations, you mob, too deadly, leading from the front. And like I said, we need more black success in this country, not only on the football field. So great to see them kicking goals there, pardon the punt. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, national talk record, about 8 minutes left on the program. But stay tuned, got the news coming up as well with NERS, the National News Radio Service. Big shout out, National Talk Black.
Joe Madden, Director of Child and Family in Far North Queensland. My department is responsible for the child protection system here in Far North Queensland. We work to support parents and protect children when there is evidence of abuse and neglect. Children and young people who can't live safely at home rely on other families coming forward to open their hearts and their homes to care for them. Fostering kinship care is the heart and soul of our child protection system. My hope today is to provide a better understanding of the critical need for more members of the community to consider becoming foster or kinship carers. In 2022-23 year, there was an average of 600 approved carer families in Far North Queensland, which is fantastic. However, we really need more. In the same year, around 1,300 children were living away from home in the region. In other words, they weren't able to live with their families. Most of these were First Nations children. Of these First Nations children, 70% were in home-based care, such as foster or kinship care. However, this means 30%, or around 300 children, were not in foster or kinship care. They were in residential care or other care arrangements. For some young people, residential care is the right place for them because of their individual circumstances. This can include complex needs such as disabilities, and they get great care and support. But what we know is there are far too many very young First Nations children in residential care, and this is not what we want to see. We believe they should be living safely with foster and kinship care families in the community. And we believe this would give these little ones a better chance to thrive, learn and grow up strong in culture and life skills. So today we're asking members of the community to not wait to be asked. We would love for you to put your hand up because there are little ones who need you to come forward today. If you can help, please express an interest to us or to the local foster and kinship care agency in becoming a carer. Once you come forward, you will then receive information on the process, what's needed, and the allowances and the support that you'll receive. We know this might seem daunting to begin with, but we can assure you that agencies are there to train and support foster and kinship carers so they're not alone in doing this important job. Today, we have representatives from our culturally appropriate foster and kinship care service at Wootshopperin. Child Safety funds the organisation to recruit, train and support First Nations foster and kinship carers in Far North Queensland. Karen is able to talk more about the work they do and the support that's available for foster and kinship carers.
Here is an important message from Wootshopperin.
Hi, I'm Karen Salam. I manage the Foster and Kinship Care Service of Wootshopperin Health Service. Are you passionate about making a difference in an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child's life? Across North Queensland, there is an urgent need for more kinship, foster and relief carers for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Every day, children are being removed from their homes due to harm, neglect or family crisis. What is Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service? Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service provides support to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander carers, opening their lives and homes to children in times of need. Our placement support workers work with the community to identify safe, caring and loving homes for long or short periods of time that will also provide strong family and cultural connections. Why be a kinship, foster or relief carer? By becoming a Wootshopperin kinship, foster or relief carer, you will help keep Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people safe during a challenging time in their lives. As a priority, and through your guidance, support and care, you will help our kids stay with or continue to be connected to their family, culture and community and reach their full potential. Being a carer is highly rewarding and makes an enormous difference to the lives of our young people. Carers are also celebrated and acknowledged for their dedication at events like the Fostering Kinship Carers Week. We are here to guide you. Wootshopperin's placement support staff works with carers every step of the way to support them on their journey. Carers will also have access to support and become equipped with new skills and knowledge to help provide care for our children. Additionally, carers receive support and training. Our staff are on call and there is a carer allowance which you can access. If you decide to become a carer, you will have a team of Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander workers to help you with any issues and provide strength in times of need. They will be there to celebrate the wins with you and help you move through the challenging times together. What's the next step? Our dedicated team will take you through every part of the process in becoming a carer. So if you are interested and ready to make a difference for our children, call Wootshopperin on 40801080 to learn more.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
brothers are chatting away. Yeah, Akabeti's fishing. Green car, yellow car, police car, dump truck, Alsalot, animal control round car. Red car, green car, yellow car, police car, dump truck, Alsalot, animal control round car. Red car, green car, yellow car, police car, green dump road. Truck, Alsalot, animal control round car. Red car, green car, yellow car, police car, dump truck, Alsalot, animal control.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
I'm McCurry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumrabib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, we're talking about the Telstra Business Awards, the Telstra Best of Business Awards, and we're going to catch up a yarn now with Corey Tutt, founder of Deadly Science and New South Wales Telstra Best of Business Awards Indigenous Excellence Category winner. And we have Corey on the line. Corey, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, brother. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from, Corey.
Yeah, I'm Gamilla Roy, and I'm from The Gate, but I'm coming from you from Biripi Country in Port Macquarie.
Too deadly, beautiful country, and big shout-out to your mob there, brother. And look, you're the founder of Deadly Science, and hats off, congratulations, Deadly Science, the Indigenous Excellence Category winner for a New South Wales Telstra Best of Business Awards, meaning there goes the name, Deadly Science, but how deadly are you, mob?
Oh, it's so good, eh? It's a real credit to all the communities, and, you know, I've been coming on this program since 2018,
yes,
and it's for those that followed the journey. It's been a lot of hard work, and you know, it's nice because, yeah, like, you know, I get all the accolades being the founder, but I really get to share this with the staff and the community and the directors and all the volunteers and the donors and everyone that helps us.
Team effort, brother. Team effort.
It's a team effort.
So
yeah,
for our Deadly listeners, right. Corey, just explain Deadly Science. Who you mob and what do you actually do, brother?
Yeah, so I'm Gamilaroi Man, and I started Deadly Science, and we provide STEM resources, and we go out to schools, run workshops. We run online workshops all over Australia.
Yes.
With all the mob. We put the deadly in STEM.
Yeah, beautiful.
We put the deadly in science. And we're black fellas, and we're teaching our kids about our history and our culture, but also connecting them to the jobs of the future and whatnot.
Well, exactly. And when you look at 60,000 years on planet Earth, we were scientists, we were professors, we were entrepreneurs in all facets, all industries, and it's just coming to the surface in the white man world, you could say.
Yeah, look, and it's one of those ones, brother, where we go two steps forward, one step back, but we really are getting there, and it's really important that kids learn about our knowledge systems and how we did things, because with the questions of the future, we need to know as much about our past as possible. So sometimes the answers of the past are the answers for the future, you know.
So you'd find that the so-called scientists of the world would come to the table to open up conversations with our black scientists, would they not?
Yes and no. I think that, STEM itself is, the whole industry is getting a bit more progressive, but...
Yep.
There's power dynamics at play, right? And we got to break those power dynamics down.
Yes.
So that, we're not just, invited to the table. We are on the table. We are the table.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's really important, because, we don't want tokenistic seats. We want to be in charge of our future.
Yep.
We want our own destiny mapped out. And what we've got to do is we've got to not run ticker box programs.
Mm.
We've got to run practical programs that give our kids confidence, skills. The connection to culture is easy, right? That's easy. It's in our DNA. It's who we are. But we need to give our kids the best chance possible.
Yeah. No, so true, brother. And you would say that the scientists come to the table, but they come virtually as students with an open mind and open heart. And if they're true to the so-called industry or to their profession, they should be open-minded to learn of the First Nation people, First Nation deadly science people, yes?
Most definitely, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. And it's really important that they, that Western knowledge is, it's all science, right?
Of course it is.
Traditional knowledge is science through a different lens.
Mm.
And to be a good scientist and to be a good knowledge holder, you have to have the ability to see things in different ways.
And quickly tell us your story, Corey, in regard to your position, the hat you wear, and your background. Where'd you come into, the love of science? But tell us your background and education, please, brother.
So how I got into science was spending a lot of time on country, Lightning Ridge, and down in Tumby Bay in South Australia. I loved reptiles growing up. And
yep.
I wanted to be the blackfellow Steve Irwin. I love just nature and picking up reptiles and learning about them. And then I left school at 16. I didn't have the best upbringing, and if you were a young mob out there, like I didn't get the golden ticket, so to say. Didn't finish grade 12, actually. Mm. I actually went the long way around, and that's okay as well.
That's okay as well,
okay,
yes, exactly.
To not get an HSC, you can find yourself in a career in science. And what I did is I went and worked in a wildlife sanctuary.
Okay.
And then
I
worked at a zoo, and then I became a shearer as well, and then I did a dog training certificate, and then I became a medical researcher through work. I studied whilst I was working. So,
there's the passion.
There's many ways to get around the tree,
and
everyone's got their own journey, and there's going to be potholes and bumps along the way.
Sure.
But, being a good person first is more important than, you get there in your own time.
Yeah, and your journey is your journey, and we are students for life, are we not?
We're always students, always learning. I don't think I go a day without learning something new, and that's really important.
Fantastic. And so here you are now, Head Up Deadly Science. You're the founder of that organisation. So is it a private business as such, or you funded, or how's it work?
No, it's a charity, so it's a not-for-profit. It's
okay.
A DGR not-for-profit, and we've got a really great bunch of directors and staff, and, it's just like-minded people that want to create STEM equity, that want to help our young people have access to the things that they deserve to have access to.
Really. Sure.
And what we're doing is we're decolonising the lab coat, brother. Every time You know, previously when I'd go to community, I ask kids what a scientist looks like, and they give me a deposit sketch of Albert Einstein. But
mm-hmm.
now they're starting to see, you know, they're starting to see our people as scientists.
Black face with a black afro, a black
bloody hell, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
And it's really important. It's black really Einstein. Important because we had to change fundamentally how young people saw scientists because it was making it inaccessible for young people.
Yeah, sure. Would you have communication with our black scientists, educated scientists? Are they at the table?
Yeah, we do. Good. For example, you know, we had Gamilaroi man Jacob Birch. He's a plant scientist.
Good.
And he looks at all our native foods and things back home.
Yes.
And he just did a session with Walga Community School. And, you know, you can't beat what you can't see,
sure.
but it's important to give platforms to our ones that are in STEM.
Yes.
Because if we can give a platform to our mob in STEM that are already here, then our kids can see themselves.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Well, once again, my brother, congratulations, Deadly Science. New South Wales Telstra Best of Business Awards Indigenous Excellence Category winner. You are true winners, and thank you for sharing. Keep doing what you're doing, my brother. All the best to your Deadly students. And we'll see you at the top, Corey.
Thank you, Trevor. Take care.
You take care, brother. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
A Deadly Yarn there. Corey Tutty's name is founder of Deadly Science, and they were the award winners, Indigenous Excellence Category winners, for the New South Wales Telstra Best of Business Awards to Deadly Leading from the Front and True Success. This is your Deadly program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong. We're live here at the First Station radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country as BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong on National Talk Black. Too Deadly.
If only you could see what you saw me.
Let's talk about
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter. Brother Walker.
If only you could see what you're doing to me.
I stand with you in the room.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. We hit the streets, begging for the people to see what our life worth, but they don't want to believe. Claiming all lives matter, but you ain't at the rally. I stand on the shoulders of the fan that come before me just the same as you, fan. So what you doing with the fact that you inherited? Disinheritance took the privilege, y'all took the wealth. Took the lives of innocent boys and girls, still denying our experience, made to feel lesser. I work with these kids and they telling me they fed up. I'm working with these white folk who know enough for better. I'm working with the government, another pet nigga. New day seems nothing changed, we afraid. We glorifying mediocrity up to this day. Let's be real about it, and maybe then we can transform this country, heal the pain for my great-grandmama, for my nana, for my cousins, for my sisters and my mama, for our brothers up in lockup, for these white folk who sick and confused, and for these pleas who sick enough to treat us the way that they do, for these politicians who forgot about what it means to operate from a place of humanity. Look, forget the pride and self-righteousness. This is gonna take a whole lot more than your good intent. Come on, let's go.
If only you could see what this all means. Black Lives Matter. If only you could see what you're doing to me.
Let's talk about it. Look, we sacrifice another black voice. Why? Just to prove another white point. Right. I will stand for the justice. I'll tell you what the problem. This is not a problem. This is catastrophic. Mama didn't raise me. Typical complacent. Now she showed me love in her heart. It's so amazing. So I'ma push it forward. Praying for the fallen. Dreaming of the day we can look it in the face and that war can't buy. For the lies that they preach us. The violence, silent agreements, the pride and deceit. My willingness to believe for the nightmare. That this down dear to my dream. And I'm dreaming, the better ways of a better day. And some change that ain't gonna take another couple hundred years, nothing. We push above where we are, it ain't hard. If we all got the courage to get up and get involved with a little bit of love, come on.
If only you could see what this all means. Black life matters. If only you could see what you're doing to me.
Let's talk about it.
Black Lives Matter.
family.
Your black life matters.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
I'm losing my mind. God bless you.